All right, we are back. We are in the beautiful city of Gold Coast, Australia.
Awesome.
It is.
It's Seth again.
It's me.
I know.
Sorry.
Exactly.
This is what it is. There's no way to
fix that. This is just it. There's no way around.
My producer was working on the camera coloring, and she said there's nothing you can do about this.
No. It is what it is. Nothing to be done. But Seth has us back on the show. He'd be sick of us by now, but we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I had you on just a couple weeks ago.
Last week.
Was it last week?
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know, exactly.
Was it last week?
It was last week.
We were in Kenya for Next Tech Africa.
That's right, and now we're here.
And we debuted your program in Africa. Why don't you give a blurb about that, because it's really cool.
The Insiders for Good East Africa Fellowship is an extension of the Insider for Good Nigeria Fellowship that we launched last November, where we are working with 25 entrepreneurs in East Africa now to turn their idea into a business that makes money for them, while also making East Africa a better place to live for everyone.
And have there been a lot of submissions so far?
We can't even explain to you how many submissions we've had.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just been like a week, right?
Yeah, it's been a week. It's been amazing to see the outpouring. We got picked up by so much media in East Africa. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
I think like 18 places. 8 in print.
Yeah.
And like 10 in
digital.
Yeah.
So before we get started, why don't you introduce yourselves? I know you don't need any introduction, but Blair, we'll start with you.
Blair will start.
Who you and what you do.
Not quite as famous as Donna Sarkar, but
my name is
Blair Glennon.
We'll make you famous. You'll say something
worry.
Really
After
funny,
today.
And
yeah,
then we'll put it and repeat
really
it.
We're really good at this.
Yeah, we'll meme it up.
Great. But I work on the Windows Insider program. My focus is IT pros in the commercial audience.
Fantastic.
So this is my favorite place to be.
Now, are you based in Redmond, or are you based here, or where are you based?
I'm based in Redmond, okay. Yeah. Sit in the marketing office with Jeremiah Marble, who I think you've had before.
Yes, I remember him. He's a funny dude, that guy.
Funny.
And obviously the incomparable Donna Sarkar. Why don't you introduce yourself for everyone that already knows you?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, guys. I'm Donna Sarkar. I'm the engineering lead of the Windows Insider program. Most of you hear from me on Twitter a lot. I have fun news about Blair. Guess what Blair used to be before he joined Microsoft? A Windows Insider.
Yeah, and I was going to... that's amazing, right? Tell me the kind of feedback you gave. Was it good or?
No, it was terrible.
That's why they hired you. They're like, we need to get this feedback out of the wild and bring it into our
Bring it in-house. No, so the Windows Insider program was launched in October of 2014. And I joined in December, I believe. And I came and did an interview with Microsoft in the January timeframe, talked about how much I thought that this was revolutionizing the way that we develop software, and it was the reason that I wanted to work here. And somehow, some way, I wound up working with the team.
Let's put him on the spot. So how would you describe the Windows Insider program? Like from your perspective, because you were in it before you joined Microsoft, and now you're also working on it now that you're in, so your perspective is going to be really cool. Let's hear about it.
Let's hear it.
There's dozens of people watching.
Yeah.
My mom's logged in 3 times, I'm sure.
So the Windows Insiders have tuned in. I live tweeted this right before.
I would say that the Windows Insider program is the reason that we should be developing software. It's that we're listening to the customers. It's no longer a group of individuals telling the world how software is going to work. It's a community working with our team, and we're working with the community to make a better product for billions of people. The Windows Insiders are truly the millions that represent the billions.
See,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Everyone says it now.
So for someone watching that's like, wow, I've heard of the Windows Insider program, but I'm not sure what it actually is.
We've got an insider.
Oh, come on in, dude.
Come here.
Just jump in here. Hold on.
You got it. Hi. Look, this is George.
Crouch down, George. Tell us who you are.
Tell us the thing.
You gotta crouch down because you don't look good.
You're not on camera. You gotta get down.
Looking better now?
Right there. There you are.
Go.
There you go.
Hi, George. I can do that.
Look at
George.
This. George, I love it.
George, you're a Windows Insider, buddy. What do you think of it?
I think amazing. This guy is doing an amazing job, and we really love, you know. I work for Telstra Cloud.
Uh-huh.
We do consultant job for Cloud and for Azure. And we're going even to do a flash talk.
Oh.
At the expo here, I have a fishbowl,
mm-hmm.
and we have 2 talks, one for containers, one for Windows subsystem for Linux, that's pretty much inside.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. So what is it about being a Windows Insider that you like the most?
We have a voice. We can, you know, participate on the development of the product. Mm-hmm. And I was be updated and know what's going on. And I think that's the most for us, the most important thing.
I love it.
Part of the process.
Sorry if I'm getting super close. It's the mic
he's
is right here.
No, no, he just
and
wants
he's
to
very
cuddle.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. he just wants to cuddle with the nice man. Yeah.
So for those that are not Windows insiders, what pitch do you have for them, you being a Windows insider?
I think should go inside it now, right now. Go there.
Like right now. Go to insider.windows.com now.
Yes, right now.
Right now.
And I have another laptop here that I'm trying to install the latest.
And it's always exciting to install builds on conference Wi-Fi.
Yes, conference Wi-Fi build installation.
I'm on the fast ring, and I just go full fast ring.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah, 031. Go
there. Thanks so much for that.
031.
I'm going to have you wire that back up because people will back into us, and it'll be awkward, and you know how that goes.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
We will come to your sessions.
There you go. We had a special impromptu guest.
We did not even plan that.
Windows
that was
Insider.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, so let's talk about your build process for Windows Insider. Okay. I know that you have to go into this special place in Windows and say go into the fast ring and do your MSA account. What happens then?
What happens then?
Yeah.
You mean how do you become a Windows Insider or how do you get builds?
First, how do you become a Windows Insider? Okay. Second, builds, how do they come? Is it just magically always happens? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so being an insider isn't just about flighting builds. There's a second part that we rely on in the insider program, and that's the feedback.
Okay.
So you get on the fast ring, we love it. What we love even more is when you tell us what you think. We love that you help us shape the product. So when you are on a fast ring, if you're on a slow ring, if you find something that you want to be changed, and especially if it's something that impacts other people, please tell us about it. Go in and upvote the things that matter the most to you and that matter the most to the people that you help. Especially as IT pros, you represent your entire organization in the Insider program. And so if you're running those builds in the organization and you're submitting feedback on behalf of your end users, we want to know about that.
So do we like call you or do we just like, is there like an email we send to you?
I mean, I'm trying to... The feedback hub.
So tell me about the feedback hub.
Yeah, the feedback hub is half the magic of the Insider program. There's advanced text analytics that go on behind the scenes that, you know, we look at, rank, and read the feedback that's submitted and make sure that it makes it into the product.
I see.
And we have a team of people working on this.
Yeah. So there's a team of people that are literally getting, and then how much feedback do you get in a day? I'm assuming it's...
So we have millions of pieces of feedback that come in for a specific build. But, fun fact, there are 500 million pieces of feedback in Feedback Hub right now.
500
million. Half a billion pieces of feedback. So when people get mad at us, like, you didn't address my feedback, we said there's literally half a billion pieces of feedback in Feedback Hub.
I don't think I've read 500 million things. I might have eaten 500 million Cheetos.
Right.
But I have not. I mean, how do you, there's got to be some processing that you're doing behind the scenes.
There is a lot of processing. There's a brand new feature called Collections.
Collections are very important.
Collections are very important. They're roll-ups of the top 10 kind of categories of things that we have come up with to bucketize everyone's feedback. So after collections, there's 500 million.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how much we had before collections.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. And so when these feedback come in, you create collections? Are those like different buckets of the type of feedback?
Yeah, there are things like, there's just top 10 pieces of feedback that are very, very common across the board. Like one very common one is on the feedback hub, which is, hey, give us ways to be able to see and edit and talk back to each other's feedback.
Right.
That's like one of the biggest collections there is.
Right.
Collections is a result of feedback to remove dupes.
Right.
So how meta is that?
It's a way to allow insiders to be able to find the feedback that they're trying to upvote, try to contribute. And something we found out before we came to this conference, that there is a piece of technology, Groove Music, you may have heard.
Yes.
There were 820-something pieces of feedback from Australians that went into Groove Music requesting that we introduce gapless playback. So those little nuggets are buried everywhere in there, and then those collections allow us to see those 820 Australians that asked for that change in the product.
So when you get this feedback, how do you prioritize? Because obviously, like, to me, Windows is like this huge ship, right?
Yes.
And you can't just be like, oh, okay, let's just take all the Windows out.
No.
Window.
We're not doing that.
That was supposed to be a Windows funny. Not funny. You don't think of Blair's.
That's actually a piece of feedback.
His feedback to me is, don't be funny. So the question is, how do you prioritize the feedback? And then how do you move the ship? Because, I mean, you've got to move it just a little bit.
The ship is big. The ship's also 30 years old, right? This is not a new product we're working on. One thing that we rely heavily on are community champions. So each product team that's kind of an end-to-end experience has a human known as a community champion who really represents all of the feedback back to the product team as well as the messaging from the product team to the insiders.
Okay.
So we work with this community of community champs to figure out messaging in a way that makes some sort of logical sense. Otherwise, it would be madness to have the thousands of people in Windows talking to the millions of Windows insiders. It would be just mayhem. So a lot of the community champs you insiders actually know, like Jen Gentleman does for many parts of the shell, Ellen does for Groove, Devin did for different parts of the shell, Stephanie Monk does for Nightlight, Adam Barris does for the developer platform. So you've heard of a lot of these kinds of people. We even have a customer champ, Chris Tulip, who was part of the Bug Bash for the Feedback Hub.
Right.
He is the feedback champion of the Feedback Hub.
So are these collections managed by these community people?
Yeah.
I see. And so each of them are, I see. And that makes a lot of sense because it's like the PM, but for what the community is saying.
For the community saying. So their job is to kind of close the loop back with the product team. Over the course of this year, we actually want to do more with the insiders and the community champs.
Right.
We want to say, hey, we want to have community champs who kind of tailor to the needs of maybe IT professionals, maybe security people, maybe developers, more focus on that.
Right. And so the other thing that you mentioned right there is how do we start prioritizing this? It's not as much about prioritizing, it's about giving people a voice into the direction the product is going.
Sure.
So without giving them that tool, the feedback hub, then they're not present in the conversation. So we always want to keep our insiders in mind when we are considering changes.
So when I'm in Windows, every once in a while it says to me, how did this experience work, right? Do you want me to literally answer it every time?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay.
So every single time.
Those SIFs are
System
very important.
Initiated user feedback.
Those SIFs. They are very important for our qualitative feedback.
I see. And so, kids, for those of us like me, when we get that, you should click on it and see what happened. What if you you've discovered
Seth,
something?
The SIFs are going to get funny this year.
Oh, are they? Oh, they're going to have personality? Don't come to me for joke suggestions
because we'll
I'm not. It's just too. So what if I want to provide specific feedback that's not system generated? How do I do that?
Best way is through the feedback hub.
So do I just type Windows and then do
Go into go search
Windows
for
key, feedback hub.
There it is.
I typed in fee and there it is.
So there it is.
I'm clicking on it and it says for me to sign in with my MSA.
Sign in.
I'll sign in here.
You can see feedback that says Donna and Blair are awesome. That would be good feedback.
And then as it signs in with my MSA, because I've become an insider,
that's right.
Then I can anything I say will go and feed into those collections.
So Windows insiders have a very separate track there in Feedback Hub that says Windows Insider. So we live in that area. There's feedback from the general Windows community. Anyone in the world, 400 million, some odd, very large number of people who use Windows 10, they also can submit feedback, but they go into a different bucket. We prioritize Windows Insider feedback, our team, higher because they're using pre-release software.
Right.
So we're able to do something like next week.
Right. Oh,
so Windows Insiders, we look at your feedback very differently than we look at broader Windows community,
because
you are the millions who represent those billions out there.
I see. So here I am, I'm logged in.
It
tells me my release, RS2 release 15.0.3.1.
Very good.
I can rate my build. I can rate my device.
Yeah.
Oh, I completed a quest one time.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
It was probably for the Bug Bash.
I don't know what I did.
I don't even remember.
And it looks like there's FAQs, forums, blogging, and then so over here there is this thing, and I could just add whatever feedback I want.
Exactly.
There you go.
There you go. That's how you do it.
There's got to be like of those 500 million. There's got to be like 400 million that says it doesn't work.
We get a lot of that. We're like, we need some specific.
Please, specifics.
Yes. What doesn't work?
What doesn't work? Any reproducing steps? That's great.
The reason we like Feedback Hub is it grabs your device information for us. And that is the real power of using an app. A lot of people ask, like, why don't you use a website? Why do you have this app? Because this app grabs your device information. So we're able to say, what kind of state is your device in? And we can read the log files from it.
I see. And I'm looking here at the collections and the ones that have been upvoted.
Right.
I see. And this has changed a lot since I've looked at it last.
We've undergone a huge thing. The planning and feedback team has done a ton of work.
Right. And then in addition, if there's a particular bug that you're running into that you can reproduce, there's a trace functionality in there where you can click trace and run through your reproduction steps. So you can show the Microsoft engineers what steps you took to make the problem happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It used to be this like sketchy thing where you step to ship people back in Windows 7. Now it's
excuse me, I sneezed.
Bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Did I blow the audio out, Golnaz? Are you okay? She's deaf. She can't
like,
hear me.
Why you do this?
Oh my goodness, she can't even hear me. Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
Oh.
So you can actually trace the steps of what you do and send.
That way we can reproduce it.
Yeah, and if you want to escalate your feedback and have it even more likely to be responded to and solved, put that trace in there so we can figure out what you were doing.
That's amazing. So you're actually, you're getting like millions and millions of people to test it.
Well, it's more co-create.
And I love the idea.
So testing we can do, right? Yeah. Testing we've done with machines for like 30 years. Yeah, we know how to test. What we don't know how to do is co-create without our community. That's the point, right? We believe that we're in this time of platform. Mm. This is actually what my keynote on Friday is going to be about, that I have not written yet, don't tell them.
Yeah.
But,
but
it's about how businesses have to be moving from pipeline model to platform model. Pipeline model is you think of an idea, you make a thing, once it's done, you push out to customers and say good luck with that, customers.
Right, and that's not what we want.
No, a platform model is how do you leverage the community of people who are your customers and partners to co-create products, not just with you, but with themselves.
And see, the approach that I took was much more shallow. I said, oh, look, people are testing it. And you're saying, no. It's not about testing, because they will suggest things that were like, holy cow, we never thought of that.
They're not just testing. Testing is saying, do you like this or that?
I see.
Right? That's testing. Or it's saying, validate that you could open this thing, right? The insiders aren't giving us binary 0-1 feedback. Some are, that's fine, that's okay. Some, that's all they want to do is actually test the product.
Sure.
And that's fine, that is wonderful. We actually look at a lot of telemetry data for that. But the people who actually give us feedback, it gives us direction as to the next 5 days for fastering, the next 5 months for slowering release preview type things, and then the next 5 years for the future Windows. So a lot of this feedback, people say like, oh, you didn't put it into effect. We're like, yet.
So is there, how do you prioritize those buckets? I mean, like the 5 days, 5 months, 5 years?
It goes with the Windows business priorities.
I see.
Right? Because usually each release has got a theme around it. This one is creators update. So things related to creatives.
Right.
So if there's a lot of feedback coming in for something, say, not related to creatives, we're like, maybe that's an awesome theme for next release. So the creatives theme actually came out of insiders' feedback, because so many insiders gave us amazing feedback on all of the new inking features, the photos features. We realized so many of our insiders are very, very creative. So let's have this be the creators update. And it lined up incredibly well with the timeline we had for Surface Studio and the new Surface family of devices, the Dial. But it was directly as a result of the feedback we got around our inking and photos and whatnot.
I see. And we just recently, there was a Creators Update Dev show that
That's
we did
right.
recently
That's
where
right.
a lot
Last
of the
week,
stuff
Tuesday.
That, yeah, well, oh, wow. That's, what's February. Funny is that we literally got on a plane right after that to come over here. And there was a lot of interesting things that were talked about that were in the OS. A lot of that stuff comes from the insiders.
That's right.
That's amazing. So how does someone become an insider?
You go to insider.windows.com, sign up with your MSA. If you don't have one, we'll walk you through the process. Then you go to, you choose a build page and go to your insider settings.
Your insider settings.
Yes, and then choose.
Select your ring, fast for the people that want to have the closest build to our,
to what's being developed. What we've got. Mm-hmm. By default, you're going to be on slow, because a lot of people don't realize what fast is until they get there. So you'll default to slow. If you'd like, you can also choose release preview, which is last build, so the first Redstone product that's shipped with the most updated apps. So
a lot of
people like that one.
I'm actually on the fast ring.
I know that, Seth.
Look at you.
Life in the fast ring.
Is it, like the fun thing, and I should have put this feedback, but something happened to my Bluetooth, and I just had to reinstall the driver and it worked, but that would have been good feedback.
That would have been good feedback, because then we could have put that in our notes for the blog that says, some of you might be having this problem with Bluetooth, here's how to fix it. So many times with Feedback Hub, it gives us input into what we should put in our blog post.
Such a slacker, you guys.
I know, it's seriously.
They're going to look down on me for the rest of my life.
Do you hate
No, do you hate us?
No, I just, I'm lazy.
But no, but that's the important part, that, you know, it's a two-step process of being part of the Insider program. Yes, you join. Yes, you start flighting. But
give us feedback.
Give us feedback. Tell us how we're doing.
Help us co-create the product.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm committed. I am now committed to giving feedback. I will do some. Every time it asks me something, I'll be like, yes, I'll just pretend it's you. Yes, Donna.
Yes,
I think it was really
good.
You
can even write that.
And so here's the thing. When you have us back on the show, if you have us back on the show,
which you won't now,
we're going to go through and pull the feedback that you submitted.
And we'll be like, Seth said.
They'll be calling me and be like, ah, well, I had to do my hair. It's really
It's like, I'm busy forever. We can't have you back.
No, of course. I will do that because I think this is amazing that something as... Because I've always imagined Windows as this thing that Microsoft sort of gave us from on high that we sort of had to live with and work around.
Nope.
Now you're saying that we're all on the same playing field.
That's right.
We need to,
we are a platform of humans co-creating Windows together. Have for over 2 years. It's working really well.
Yeah.
And I remember when this came out, I thought this is really impressive. And the fact that we put so much effort into it, and you can't see it, but if you type Windows and then I typed in Fee, and then the Feedback Hub came out, so just the fee. It's amazing how this has evolved. And I'm just looking at it now when I logged in again, it's just amazing. So we have about probably 5 to 10 minutes. Let's talk about the process that you go through. And I know we want to highlight this, and we're going to get into this more depth. The process that you go through in saying, this is blessed for the fast room.
So Seth is going to come to Flight Ops.
Yes.
Insiders.
Yeah, I want to.
Look for that.
Yeah, so make sure if you have questions, get those to me, and I'm going
to
ask
him.
All
He's
the
He's going to ask in Flight Ops. Yeah. We've invited Seth to come to Flight Ops in about a month.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's going to bring the camera crew, and he's going to follow us as we go through the process. Mm-hmm. But generally, high level, how it works, we don't want to give away all the secrets because we want to show you, actually.
Sure.
The show is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Yeah. So we look at a build will come out of the lab, Gabe's lab, actually. And we'll promote that build to an internal ring called Canary. And that Canary ring is very small, it's about 100 people. And those 100 people will live with the build for somewhere between a day and a half. And if there's no huge blockers, we'll say, okay, let's promote it to self-host. And that self-host build is hundreds of people throughout the Windows org and a few key partners.
Okay.
And we'll make sure we haven't broken any major apps, Office still runs, Azure is still a thing. Because if those things break, then the water, right? No chance. And we will break things because we tend to fix bugs really, really fast.
Sure.
So if something passes self-host, this is usually like a 3-4 day process, which is why we only flight once a week. Otherwise, we'd lose our minds trying to do all this at the same time. If it passes self-host and the data coming in for PC and phone both come in pretty good, we try to flight for both every week. Sometimes we fail at one or the other, but we're like, oh, insiders really want this build or that build, especially when they're like, no, we must have a build because we want to see these new features. We're like, all right, we'll just ship one or the other.
Okay.
But we try to do both. So once we clear self-host, we all do this gut check. We sit around this room and talk to the heads of state for each of the themes. Like there's compatibility, there's reliability, there's crashes, hangs, data collection. And if things look good all around, performance, security, those are like the key important ones. If things look good all around, everyone gives a thumbs up, then we say, all right, we promote this to Insider Fest, and then we set a time to go live. It can be within anywhere between 2 hours and 24 hours.
I see.
It's somewhere in there. So when people are like, did you press the button? Usually when I post like a build tweet, we approve that build right then.
I see. And if I'm on the other end.
Like a build teaser picture.
If I'm on the other end of that, when am I getting that build?
We ship the build to insiders at the same time the blog post goes live. So the best way to do it is to go look at your settings and say like update. Check for updates. And then you'll see like, oh, new build ready to go. Or you could follow me on Twitter and we're like, we have released blah to the fast ring right now.
Uh-huh.
Another one that insiders have figured out is this, during the creators updates, we've been doing like a build teaser pick. So there'll be a picture with the hashtag Windows Insiders with a number hidden somewhere in there. And
wow.
So it's a process.
So I'm thinking about like Are you? Am I downloading the whole OS again? Is it a differential download? I mean, it's...
with Universal Update Platform, you're getting a delta of the overall build. So if you've never gotten a build, you're going to get the build.
Right.
But otherwise, it's the UUP. We've written this long blog post about it. It's been in the works for like a very long time. And this is the first time we've actually said, all right, let's just go for it. And we've got these Delta builds for PC and phone.
Do you find that the Delta builds sometimes cause like challenges that you get feedback on? Or is it always, I mean?
It's not the Delta build per se. It's the fact that when people may not have all of the drivers, right? When people don't have all the drivers and they're getting a Delta, you're gonna have a build with some weirdness that goes on.
I see.
So usually when people skip builds or they weren't able to install one and we're trying to do a delta between the two, people run into some interesting issues. Or if they do weird hacks on a build, insiders, then you get a delta build, things happen. Some of them will actively go and install like leaked builds off the internet.
Don't do
insiders.
That. Don't do that.
Don't do that. And then they're like, hey, I'm in a non-updatable state. I'm like, I know.
You just gotta pay
they
it
do
again.
It.
You gotta repay it.
Yes. There's some of them who do this all the time, and then they complain, I'm stuck. Like, said not to.
So if I'm on the Fastring build, are there any guarantees of, like, stability? Did you see that looking kid? He's like,
yeah. It's life in the Fastring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, by signing up to join the Fastring, yeah. you're asking to see the action as it's being created.
You are in the sausage factory.
Right.
So that's why the reason why I bring this up is because some people are like, "Oh my goodness, something broke in the Fastring."
Yes.
The answer is yeah.
Yes. That's
You're literally playing on a tightrope, 500 stories high. Tell us about the rope.
Like,
but that's the important thing is that if you are testing on the Fastring and you're doing things in your day-to-day life that you would do on a retail build, you're having an opportunity to shape the way Windows is going to look 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years down the line.
5 days, 5 months,
five years.
Fives everywhere.
Fives.
But the important thing is, do what you would do on a normal computer, your normal use cases, run through everything.
Yes.
Don't candy coat it for the insider builds.
No.
Give us what you normally do.
Give us what you normally do. Don't tread lightly and don't test the build.
Use the build.
Yeah. Exactly. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to test the build. We're like, no, don't test the build.
No.
If that's what you do on a retail product, just test it. That's fine. Do that. But don't do anything differently. Use it as you would to live your life. If it's gaming, sending mail, browsing, shopping. What are the top 10 five activities? Remember the survey? That was hilarious.
Yeah.
The insiders, you're shoppers.
Yeah, there's a lot of shoppers.
You do a survey of top five things that people do?
Yeah, people do.
So we do a series of surveys.
We do surveys,
And
that was hilarious.
Shopping does come through quite clearly.
I laughed.
Yeah.
I looked like five times, like, shopping? That's what the insiders do? Yeah.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. Donna has talked about this in some of her talks in the past about how everyone's an expert at their own thing.
Yes.
We want you to show your expertise in those insider builds. Mm-hmm. If you're a developer, write code on the build.
Yeah.
If you're a IT pro and you're doing network admin,
do it
on our builds so that we have insights into how our software is working in your day-to-day life.
Right.
Awesome.
That's what we're looking for.
For IT pros, you should be running insider builds on like 1% of your organization.
Yeah, so if you look at the Windows as a Service story, it starts with the insider preview builds. We recommend any organization be running insider builds as the first step before progressing to current branch and then current branch for business.
Yes, because first of all, you show up as being like thought leader, forward thinking. Second of all, you get to shape what your organization needs.
And third of all, you get to see what's coming down the pike before anyone else does.
It's not like news. So
you're
you look
seeing into
your
the future. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is the first time I've heard of a focus on the IT pro community.
Yes.
Tell us about your pitch to them and why they should be doing this.
The pitch to the IT pro community is we want to have the Windows Insider program be the go-to resource for all things Windows that's happening in the future. If you want to figure out how to run Windows Information Protection, which also shares our acronym, we want you to test it on the Insider builds. If you want to figure out how to test the BIOS to UEFI conversion tool, very super exciting technology,
it's
only available in the Windows Insider program. So if you're looking for a deployment plan, starts with the Windows Insider program, and we hope to take it beyond that in the future. We want it to be a resource for making you look good in deployment, but making you look good in your job.
Yep.
So stay tuned in the coming weeks, months, and years for what's happening for IT pros in the Insider
and
program.
And I love that because it was like the new version of Windows was the one they were testing.
That's
and
right.
They were on the old version of Windows forever. Now you're saying we don't have to do that anymore. You can literally be on the latest and greatest
That's
while
right.
still testing what's still not out.
Exactly.
Right, right.
That's
exactly.
amazing. Well, this has been awesome. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Donna and Blair. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks
yes.
so much for spending some time with us. Again, we are at Gold Coast, Australia for Ignite Australia.
Ignite Australia.
My name is Seth Juarez, and we will be back right after a short break.
Keep hustling, team. We got this. Bye.
Thank you.